And I saw a little path when it going into a thicket down in there, up and down a drain down yonder. And I said, well, I believe that sow's right in there. And I started in there and she made for me.
Yeah.
And I run backwards and hit her with that stick, didn't do a bit of good. And I had some corn, I threw it down, she wouldn't eat it. And there's a hill down under a hill like that, and I backed up the hill as fast as I could. And finally, old sow quit and turned around and went back to them pigs. And she'd taken my stick away from me. She grabbed that and taken it away from me. And I needed to go back after that stick to let old sow come up the house.
You don't want to argue with her, right?
No, a sow, a hog would kill you. Out here close to Durhamville, that's a town out southeast of Ripley. He had a sow to bring pigs over on a hill like, and the man was terrible aged. He went over there to feed this sow, and that sow killed him. The pig's right young, you know, and he thought he'd go over and give her a little something to eat. And that sow run out there and knocked him down and killed him right there. A hog will kill you.
What did you call those big teeth they've got?
Tushes.
Tushes. Did you ever call a hair that stands up bristles? Is that?
Bristles. Right.
What's a shoat? Do you ever call little pigs a shoat?
Yeah, shoats. That's when they get about 60 pounds.
Oh, I see.
50 and 60 long there.
Uh-huh. And what's a barrow?
A horse what?
After you castrate a
A barrow. That's called a barrow.
Barrow?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the male hog, what do you call him?
Boar.
Boar?
Yeah.
What do you call a male horse?
A stud.
Stud?
Yeah.
How about a male, the cattle?
The what?
When you talk about cattle and the male of the cattle. What?
Well, that's a bull.
Bull.
Uh-huh.
The reason I ask that, did you used to talk about boars and bulls and studs in front of women when you were young? Would you, was that the kind of thing that you talk about in front of women or not?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
What would you say instead?
Well, now, what do you mean, just exactly?
If you were talking, say, to another man, your wife was sitting here in the porch.
Why?
And you wanted to say something to the other fellow about
a bull. Oh, yeah.
What would you say in front of your wife?
I'd say the same thing. Call a bull, a stud horse, thing like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wouldn't mind.
No, she wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And what did you, how did you used to talk about fixing the boar or a bull? Would you call it castrate or alter or what would you?
Yeah, you castrate them. Keep one as long as you want it. Either set him, can of market, castrate him, and set him as a steer.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever raise any sheep around here?
No, I never have, but there have been people that raised them. I don't know them better now.
Mm-hmm. They raise them to eat, or?
Yeah, they raise them to eat. And goats, and more goats than they're sheep mm-hmm. now. And, I had an old goat here, and some of the boys got a hold of him somewhere and kept him here a good while. And thought I'd come out here from Ripley, out to town, wanted to buy that goat. So the boys and all got out of here and caught him and sold him to him.
Sold it to
wanted
him.
Wanted to have a picnic somewhere, I don't know where now. And so I sold it to him.
Mm-hmm. when people raise sheep around here, what do they do with the, do they shear them, and what do they do with the wool?
Yeah, shear them, and use the wool as, just like wear a wool shirt, a wool underwear. I never could stand them scratching me to death.
Uh-huh.
I never did. There's factories, you know, use the wool to make things.
Uh-huh. How about, if a cow is going to have a calf, what do you say about that? How do you describe that?
A cow going to have a calf?
You say she's the old cow is going to what?
Well, I'd always say that old cow's going to have a calf. I can tell by looking at her.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Drop a calf or find a calf?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And. Would you tell me something about the dogs that you remember? A little dog that makes a lot of noise and real fast. What you used to call him?
I can't think now what to call them. Little bit ones.
Did they ever call them a feist?
Feist, yeah.